I'm looking at this world like what a love act. We need Jesus Christ to bring the love back. I'm hugging on my sister like I love you. Calling up my brother like I love you. Daddy, if you hear me, know I love you. I'm smiling at my mama like I love you too. I'm looking at this world like what a love act. We need Jesus Christ to bring the love back. I'm hugging on my sister like I love you. Calling up my brother like I love you. Daddy, if you hear me, know I love you. I'm smiling at my mama like I love you.
Moving forward, I forgive you. I know you love me too because it's in you. Look, I didn't mean to hurt you or offend you. I just threw that pain in the rear view. And I can see your struggles that you've been through. I love you cause you the one I vent to. Look, please forgive me, I forgive you. And I hope them royal gates is where he sends you. I gotta spread the love they ain't liking the news. Gotta pray for those who despitefully use. See, Jesus loved the bride and gave his life for it. Cause to walk in true love, we pay a price for it. Love is really patient, love is really kind. We walking out by sight, so love is really blind. It'll cover up a multitude of sin for you. Narrow road, love is waiting at the end for you. And the only thing I owe a man is love now. I used to be the eater, but I serve now. Connected to his branches like a clubhouse. A mailman with the scriptures giving love out. If you don't have love, then you're nothing. Cause in love, we just bear each other's burdens. So shout out to my first and second cousins. Let's put away the hatred, no more fussing.
Yeah. I'm looking at this world like what a love act. We need Jesus Christ to bring the love back. I'm hugging on my sister like I love you. Calling up my brother like I love you. Daddy, if you hear me, know I love you. I'm smiling at my mama like I love you too. I'm looking at this world like what a love act. We need Jesus Christ to bring the love back. I'm hugging on my sister like I love you. Calling up my brother like I love you. Daddy, if you hear me, know I love you. I'm smiling at my mama like I love you.
Moving forward, I forgive you. And I know you love me too because it's in you. Look, I didn't mean to hurt you or offend you. I just threw that pain in the rear view. And I can see your struggles that you've been through. I love you cause you the one I vent to. Look, please forgive me, I forgive you. And I hope them royal gates is where he sends you.
I know I was hard-headed, mama, I'm asking for forgiveness. You really did me dirty, kicked me out like an eviction. Whole lot of other things, but I'm waxing when I mention. But I know what you've been through, so through it all, I'm not offended. My family, they used to gossip cause I couldn't keep a job. Broke it down and it was hard, none of y'all helped at all. I don't see how you can judge, but never been in my position. I don't see how you can talk always, but never wanna listen. I forgive y'all cause the Lord forgave me. You can do what you want to me, it would not faze me. To my FAM, I love you cause love is patient. Walking in love, true disciple in the making.
I'm looking at this world like what a love act. We need Jesus Christ to bring the love back. I'm hugging on my sister like I love you. Calling up my brother like I love you. Daddy, if you hear me, know I love you. I'm smiling at my mama like I love you too. I'm looking at this world like what a love act. We need Jesus Christ to bring the love back. I'm hugging on my sister like I love you. Calling up my brother like I love you. Daddy, if you hear me, know I love you. I'm smiling at my mama like I love you.
Moving forward, I forgive you. And I know you love me too because it's in you. Look, I didn't mean to hurt you or offend you. I just threw that pain in the rear view. And I can see your struggles that you've been through. I love you cause you the one I vent to. Look, please forgive me, I forgive you. And I hope them royal gates is where he sends you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Greetings, fam. Welcome to another edition of Moat Radio. May 11th, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, broadcasting to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. It is a beautiful day out here in Atlanta today. It was kind of cold the last couple of days, you know, that weather manipulation. Today, you know, pretty much seems and look and even feels like a typical spring day shit in Atlanta, Georgia, right? How's it looking over there in your area? I hope all is well. I pray that the Lord bless everyone that's checking in today. Our friends, family, our neighbors, I pray that we're having a blessed day. For it all starts from us, for we stem the stem of knowledge that comes from the knowledge giver, ain't that right? Big shouts out to the Most High. By way of Yahweh Shai, pray that he blessed his word, edification and the notification of his word. Give everybody travel and mercy. I pray that everybody having a great day once again. Everything's on the up and up for everyone. Hey, got a pretty interesting show today. Some information that I want to share with you guys. Pretty much just pushing the information along. You know, once again, just typical day of a paper pusher, right? Hey, a lot of observations that I have been noticing in my area as far as business conducting itself as usual. I've been noticing that face masks are starting to be a requirement to walk outside of your house. If you go inside of any establishment, whether you're a consumer looking to consume something, or you're a producer, somebody that has a product that they're trying to sell, a lot of people are wearing masks. I've been doing my research on the masks as well. A lot of people are saying that it stops the spread of the virus, and then there are others that are saying that it is spreading the virus. Me personally, I'm opposed to it. Just anything that they say to do, I question. You know what I'm saying? But I walk with the Most High in any and everything that I do every day and all day. So, you know, ultimately I do is, well, yeah, ultimately I do is what he tells me to do. Or at least I try to anyway, right? But a lot of people got these face masks on. And then a lot of people that I'm noticing that are wearing them, they're sniffling, coughing every now and then, here and there. And I get it. You're trying to stop it from getting to someone else. But what does that say about your own personal health, you know? Personally, I believe that if you think that you are infected, that you should probably stay home. Been seeing a lot of people that have, you know, I don't want to say that they got the symptoms of corona or COVID-19. You know, who am I to diagnose somebody with corona? I mean, I think that they probably got just a basic cold. You know, once again, weather manipulation. Here we are halfway in the middle of May, and yet we still have them telling us that there's a polar vortex and shit. You know what I'm saying? But yet, coronavirus has the symptoms of your typical cold. You know, it would be a smooth transition for them to utilize that, because a lot of people don't think that weather manipulation is really a thing, right? But, hey, have been noticing that a lot of people are required to wear masks. Have been noticing that a lot of people are wearing masks. But it's becoming a requirement to even get inside of your place of employment. And if that's a requirement to get inside of your place of employment, once they really do ramp up this testing, it's really going to be some shit, because, you know, they're targeting us, young people. But yet the young people are the ones that are going to fall victim to it, because all of the things that they're already baiting us for. Look, the young folks going to the beach, they don't want to go in the house. They're gathering around, they're doing this, they're doing that. Young folks want to live their life. Shit, you live your life. I'm sure you was young and they were saying do something and you didn't want to do it. But here it is, it's putting your livelihood in jeopardy, and now it's an issue. And that's really my biggest issue with this whole COVID-19 thing. Not as far as high as anybody played. You know, because I do find it to be common courtesy to care about another, which is something that is uncommon in this society nowadays. So to be able to see common courtesy is something that is ideal. But I wouldn't say that it's the ideal way that common courtesy is being applied, because it's not common courtesy anymore. It's just get the fuck out my space before I feel like you violated my space, and then we have some bigger issues than what we had. And once again, man, that's another reason why I'm bumping that G2G. You know, that's that family jam. And big shouts out to him and his squad and everything that's going on over there, man. I pray that everything's good with you and yours, King. Man, I really do appreciate using your jams, man. I don't want to use my jams all the time. I would like to diversify, but, you know, I don't mind paying for a track that I like. I've bought multiple CDs throughout my lifetime. I used to pride myself on my record collection at one point in my life. So, yeah, you know, but to be able to have something of spiritual, man, I mean, I think enlightenment would be a placeholder at this point, you know, because there's so many other words that can describe it so much more better, but it's truly an honor to be able to jam something that actually has a positive rendition for society, right? Hey, Monday 11. Well, Monday, May 11th, 5 o'clock in Atlanta, Georgia. We down here getting it, baby. Young folks out here, we gotta eat now. Can't sit in the house and collect the goddamn insurance shit. They ain't got none for us no more. They got rid of all of them when they, you know what I'm saying, that 401k little thing, but I guess that'll be something different, right? A different day, different time, different hour. But, man, face mask, man. Hand sanitizer, right? Goddamn face mask and the hand sanitizer ain't gonna save us from what we got coming. We got a hell of an ass whooping coming because of the shit that we do. We don't want to correct. We don't want to lie. We don't want to get ourselves right with one another. We want to do everything except for what we're supposed to be doing, you know? But what are the things that we're doing wrong? A lot of people don't know and they laugh at it. They think it's a joke in the game, you know? But, shit. Call for an uprising. Bless that's with some news. He got some other news, too, that I'm going to leak with this. That's going to actually be a video, but I got an audio clip off and around right now, actually. Giving us a heads up of what's going on around. That's why all this COVID and everything going on. You know, we're talking about being a consumer, but we need to look at the products. What are they selling us? You know, they only give us bullshit to sell or bullshit to buy. That's all the niggas can buy, right? You know, so we need people that going to sell some positive stuff and not just bullshit all day and every day, right? Hey, I ain't going to tear it too long. We're going to go ahead and get into it, right? Another edition, More Out Radio. Appreciate your family for being here. Let's get into it. This one right here, from a call for an uprising. More Out Radio, be right back in a minute. What?
If you've ever had this feeling that something was terribly wrong with the world that we live in, but you couldn't figure out just what it was, then you've come to the right place. Secret societies, mystery religions, and the Illuminati have been controlling our reality since the beginning of time. But not anymore, because there is an awakening happening, and you are about to become a part of it. Wake up, because this is a call for an uprising.
This is a call for an uprising. Welcome to today's show. Make sure you stick around because you're going to want to hear this. This is absolutely unbelievable. This is just more confirmation of the things that I'm talking about on this channel that are coming to light, these things that are coming out of the darkness, this attack on children, you know, this demonizing, this making Lucifer into this pop culture, you know, oh, he's great, he's the good guy, making God into the villain. I mean, it's unbelievable how inverted this world is. A friend of mine and a subscriber to my website at callforanuprising.com sent me this, and I have to share it with everybody. Get a load of what they're selling at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Nobles, on Amazon, and pretty much anywhere you can buy books. It is called A Children's Book of Demons. I kid you not. A book. Now you might say, oh, what is this, like some type of kid's book and they joke around about the devil? No. Wait till I show you what's on the inside, what they are conditioning children with. And of course, you see they put that little stupid hat on to make it look like it's a loosey-goosey type of thing, and it's not really a big deal. It's all fun and games. Lucifer's got his tongue out. right? The demon on the cover with the horns. I mean, this is being targeted towards kids. So you ready to take a look on the inside? Oh, let's start with this freak. Hey, everybody, it's Corydon, huh? Looks like he's got a banana in his hand and a horn in the other, like making light of this. But guess who this guy Corydon is a representation of? He's also known as Abizu in Hebrew, Kronos in Greek, and Moloch to the Canaanites. And this is what they're teaching to children. It teaches them how to invoke demons by invocations. Then they show artwork and it's funny and goofy. And they show all these other demons inside of this book, such as, you know, this thing, Toluncha, whatever it is, puking out of its mouth with his arms upside down. Hey, kids, sure, open up. And what parents will do is they'll see this and they'll think it's a big joke. Because the way that it's written, you know, this one talk about candy canes and scary toys and oh, but then look when you turn the page, what you get. You get a sigil chart. So let's teach all the kids out there about satanic sigil. I mean, you can't make this up, can you? Can you? Now, you could talk to anybody who's a witch, a Satanist, like a real one, not these ones who just get a certificate mailed to them from, you know, the Satanic Temple, and they think that they're Satanists, but they're like, oh, we're really just pro-LGBT and all that stuff. These are things that are taught in the occult. Remember when I covered, you know, McMartin, right? And when they went up to the area that they believed that the children were being flown up to, and the house conveniently was burnt to the ground when the trial started. And what did they find all over the place? They found sigils like this drawn all over the place, invoking these demons. And this author, Aaron Layton, if he tried to write this book 100 years ago, you think Aaron would be around to talk about it? And look what he writes on the side. Don't want to take out the trash tonight? Maybe you're swimming in homework. Perhaps that big bully is being a real drag. Well, grab your colored pencils and sigil drawing skills and dial up some demons. Be careful. Even if these spirits are more silly than scary, they are still demons. Ha ha ha. I wish I could say how I really feel about this guy. And it says, Aaron Layton is an award-winning illustrator and art director, as well as a fan of all things occult. Cool. And of course, I mean, do you know how hard it is for people to get books published and then like put in Walmart and Target and places like that, Barnes and Nobles? You know what I mean? I mean, look at how many of you follow my channel, right? Before the censorship, let's say I get 50,000 to 100,000 views a video. You think maybe if I wanted to publish a book, I could get it published based on the following that I have. But I guarantee you I would never be able to get a book published, let alone get it in one of these stories. But don't worry about it. Some guy writes a book about four kids on how to invoke demons, even has the get your colored pencils and practice drawing the sigils and dial up the demons, folks. And Barnes & Nobles is like, absolutely, let's get it in the store. Walmart, absolutely. I wonder why that is, because we know the people who own these places. We know what the overall agenda is. It's to indoctrinate the youth with the occult. And everybody thinks it's a huge joke. We see Disney doing it every day. Witchcraft, magic, spells, Maleficent, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast. There's magic involved in everything. Snow White, Cinderella. That's not targeted towards adults, is it? But sadly, we do live in a society where there are 40-year-olds who want to watch Cinderella. But that's another story for another day. The children are the target. All of these TV shows, all of these musicians, they are indoctrinating our society with the occult. They are making it look cool. You got Billie Eilish, you know, Lonely Lucifer, and Ariana Grande. They're all wearing the fallen angel wings, the black wings, right? And who do they make out to be the bigots? We always hear, whenever we hear about Christianity and Jesus in the news, what do we hear about? We hear about, you know, the West Baptist Church or whatever out there protesting and spitting on people and being bigots. They have inverted everything, and now they're literally teaching our children how to draw sigils. And I mean, how old do you think that this book, you know, who's the demographic, the target demographic? clearly very young children, because they're putting in colored pencils. And it's almost like a coloring book. And then look at the illustrations where they go all hokey dokey, right? Ha ha ha. Isn't that funny? It's, you know, the Baphomet with the little, you know, little hat on and a banana in his hand and a horn in the other. And then you read it, it's like, oh, these demons aren't this big bad thing that everyone makes them out to be. They can be scary, but they could be your friend. Yes, let's hang out with the, you know, what was that thing's name? I don't even remember now. The thing, let's hang out with these freaks. You know, the Corydon. Yes, let's invoke him. He could be a really good guy, right? I mean, it's hard to read the words, but I'm going to try to, I mean, because it's very blurry. Right, this one says he's a funny demon. They have his sigil at the bottom, and it says his sigil should be, you know, and that tells you the specifications of how to draw the sigil, and it says, probably you will be giggling. I mean, can you make this stuff up? This is criminal, is really what it is. It's criminal. Teaching kids to draw satanic sigils. Now, the Satanists will come out and they'll be like, we don't know what that is. We're atheists. We're just making sure that women can get abortions. Because we're pro-choice. That's what they pretend, right? Behind closed doors, they got these things tattooed on their ass. All right? Excuse my French, but I'm a little pissed off. You know, I don't really have an idea of what to even do about this, because this is just breaking news to me that this is in stores, that this is in Walmart. And to say what I think we really should do, I can't here on YouTube. You know why I can't? Because it gives them a free pass to shut my channel down and say that I'm bullying somebody, or I'm trying to incite violence or anything like that. This is an absolute disgrace. You can't tell me we're not living in the end times. That doesn't mean today or tomorrow. It could be any time. We don't know the day or the hour. But the end time period. This is being taught to children. This is being sold in the biggest stores in America. Walmart is arguably the number one store in America that people go to. Target, probably number two. Sure, they sell nothing but crap. But for $9.99, oh, what if your kid sees the cover? Some mom does a no clue about this stuff, and she's like, oh, it looks like it might be fun. It's a coloring book. You can draw along. They don't know what sigils are. They don't know any of this stuff. And then they go, oh, that stuff's not real anyway, because they've been told it's not real. They're like, yeah, sure, I'll get it for my five-year-old. Next thing you know, your five-year-old turns into Pazuzu. Can't believe I'm alive to see this stuff going on. And I don't blame those of you who always write on my wall, like, I never want to have kids. I never want to have kids. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news here every day, but unfortunately I have to, because someone's got to. You know, I know there's all the Christian channels out there, and I don't really classify myself as anything. I'm just myself and talking about these things that I want to show everybody to help wake them up. But I know there's the Christian channels. Oh, everything's wonderful. And look, I've got a garden. And look at me. We're all gathered together doing things and having cupcakes outside our church. And what? Because they want to turn a blind eye to this. They're caring about what's going on in their lives and in their world. Still into social status. Not caring about, what about the kids whose parents are completely clueless to this stuff and they're giving them books like this? What do you think? The kid turns out good? I doubt it. He's summoning Pazuzu and summoning the thing from the poltergeist, whatever these freak demons are. Hey, what's your son doing the other way? He's just drawing sigils on the wall. Oh, how cute. Let me get him some more markers. This world has gone to hell. That's where it's gone. We're in hell. This is a living hell, looking at this stuff, seeing this. Seeing this happening to children. I don't know what else to say. Warn people about this. Share this video. Even people who aren't Christians should not be approving of this. But unfortunately, everybody thinks that this is a big joke, that there's no such thing as demons and there's no such thing as witchcraft, even though there's the article after article from these mainstream media outlets that these idiots think is real news. They'll tell you that, oh, there's more and more witches, but they think it just means that they like to go pee on trees and eat leaves all day. Oh, but they're just pagan. They love nature. Please, please give me a break. Boy, share this information. This is the kind of stuff we got to stop from happening in this world. For the children out there, pray for the kids that they don't get, their parents aren't dumb enough to put this in their hands. Thank you for listening to today's show. God bless all of you and your families.
That king touched on a lot of good points there. Yes, sir. Hey, man, you want to know the funny part, though? If the Lord told him, say, hey, man, I got something better than this, they wouldn't believe that shit. They too busy trying to get what they got him. See what I'm talking about? Can't nobody look to the great beyond when we ain't even master what we got going here. Hey, you know what I find funny, fam? How history can continue to repeat itself over and over and over again, right? But, I mean, I know for a fact, like, I was raised in Babylon. I understand that the whole worldwide system is Babylon, and that's what we consider to be Babylon, because it is. But I'm talking about I was raised in the heart of Babylon, which means that I was raised in the United States of America. And in the United States of America, they told me about this shit called the Salem witch trial. And I'm talking about they taught us that shit. They had videos. They told us about Sabrina, the teenage witch, all that shit. Whether they giving us the history of it because they did not want us to repeat it, or were they prepping us for what was going to be part of our, you know, our time. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I was thinking about it the other day. I think about it a lot. Somebody brought it across my desk a couple of years ago, and they was talking about, I forgot the name of this show, but I used to watch it all the time. It was some chick. She used to have, like, these stuffed puppet animals or whatever. They used to talk or whatever. You know how the kid shows are. And it was something, Big Comfy Couch. I can't remember the name of the girl, but I guess she was, like, a clown or some shit. But it was her name, and then it was Big Comfy Couch, right? And somebody shared with me years ago. They said, hey, did you ever notice that when we were kids that they gave us this Big Comfy Couch show? And then when we grow up, half of the people are still living with their parents. Social conditioning, right? Because when you really look at it, I remember when I came out of high school. It was around about the year 2008 was when I graduated high school. I started college 2008. You know, I can remember because Obama was becoming president and it was this big monumental thing. I remember having to go to vote for the first black president because it was historic. I still got magazines from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that people kept. Some people even, damn, what's that shit called, man? I can't remember none of that, can I? Brain freeze. A lamination, when I used to laminate papers or papers, like they laminate it, keep it from getting wet, to prolong it. People would laminate the AJC, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, with a picture of Obama saying he's the first black president, right? Making it a part of history. And I mean, we all got to accept history, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, but this is the Most High story, though, because he told us that it would happen this way. But the reason why I'm pointing it out is because, you know, there's a lot of videos that are going around on YouTube as of now talking about the smallpox, AIDS pandemic and all those things, how the government created those, and how this is very well a government experiment. My thing is, man, do I believe in a government experiment? Of course. I believe everything that the government goes, regardless if they're in control of it or not, they collect data from it and they utilize it to their ability, such as this. I don't see this as being an out. Do I believe that the Most High is doing it? Of course, because I understand that Satan don't have power to just rule over the world, and that's how come when I started back doing these shows early on, I started with scripture. Well, it was a high holy time, so it was time to read scripture and apply scriptures. But you know, like, man, you know, there ain't nothing new under the sun. I mean, you can't accomplish that with me, anybody else. I mean, you can have a group of people and won't get nothing accomplished. And you can just have the Lord and get more accomplished than the whole goddamn world can. So just bringing those shows and just knowing that in the human interaction, every time Satan had an interaction with the Lord, he didn't leave us. He was always there, even during Adam and Eve and what happened in the garden. You know, because after it happened, the Lord, you know, he asked a question. But I do believe that the Lord give us choices. So they talk about pro-choices. Every step that you take in your life is a choice. See what I'm saying? I was watching a video the other day from Big Judy. It was talking about how the Lord made everything for his glory. And that's right. I remember when I was younger and I first found out that I was created to give praise, and I was one of those people that thought that giving praise to the Lord was, oh, man, thank you, Lord. Bow down and yes, oh, just all day, every day. Just a constantly bow in front of a throne. And that's not giving praise to the Most High. Giving praise to the Most High is living your life, living it according to the way he say live it. That's why he gave us rules with life. And that's giving us praise, because he enjoys seeing us do stuff. You know, the Lord likes to sit back and watch us build and do all these things. So as far as building and doing these things, they're good, but you have to know what you're building for. You can't get into a relationship with somebody and say, hey, man, you know, I'm just going to get with that person, and then I'm going to use them for this and that and that and this. You'll wind up being the one getting used, dog. See what I'm saying? The Lord better take your ass right up out of here, dog, because you be playing with people. And people in the world that don't have a purpose, you know, you leave yourself open to all kind of stuff, not just spiritual things, you know what I'm saying, but demonic things, I mean, all kind of shit, physical things, just shit on a lot of different levels. But when you begin to walk with the Most High, man, that's a beautiful thing. But once you start walking with the Most High, don't turn on him, because, I mean, but it'll be worse than you ever not walking with him, you know what I'm saying, because he's extremely jealous. And as far as us being his people, we need to know that. Because us putting this together, we have to put it together with him. Otherwise, it won't come together. You know, because it's time that he's separating the wheats and the tares. And that just goes back to the mark of the beast. You know, mark of the beast and the separation of wheat and tares are the same thing. See what I'm saying? But a lot of people don't understand it because they haven't did the underpinnings. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to get up under shit so that you can hold it up, so that you can have something over you to take cover. See what I'm saying? But then sometimes you want to be over shit so that you can have control of it as well. Hey, man, that's what we're talking about in this show today. Talking about bullshit. It's the bullshit. They keep hitting the nigga with the bullshit. Put the corona mask on. Every time you go outside, everybody got to have a corona mask. Can't go inside your job without having a corona mask. See what I'm saying? Gotta have hand sanitizer and everything. But they don't say nothing about them selling the money books at Walmart. I mean, it's okay for them to sell it at Walmart, because when they started teaching it to us kids at school, how many people went up to the school and said something? You know, most of the parents' excuses was, I can't go to school. I gotta go to work. If I don't go to work, then they won't have anything to eat. We won't have a place over our head, a roof, or none of that. And yeah, I feel that. And this is no disrespect to anybody that has children, because I'm sure that you found ways to work around it, and the Lord is with you for those that are with him. But as far as young people who are hearing this and you don't have kids, take that shit into consideration before you have children. See what I'm saying? Don't have children and then say life is hard and I can't this and I can't that. Man, look, if you can't feed yourself, if you have dreams and you have not yet accomplished those dreams, why would you bring another baby into the world? See what I'm saying? And now they gotta deal with the corona bullshit. So now they being born into a hospital corona field. And yet they say Americans don't want to have babies right now. I mean, those black people want to have babies for a long time, and you made a lot of us sterile, so we can't have babies. So the Lord made it where your ass become sterile. I mean, come on, man. You've been doing so many wicked things just to get rid of the population rate as far as black folk. You know, that's how come I don't have no respect for no nigga that I see be talking all that, I'm a boss shit, and you got a fucking Birkin bag, dog. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I have more respect for a nigga with a fake Birkin bag. You know what I'm saying? Because now at least I know he's finding himself, and he ain't spending all his money trying to find himself. You know what I'm saying? But an ignorant motherfucker with a real Birkin bag, man. They used to goddamn feed black babies to catch alligators, and you got a fucking gators on with your shoes. Your wife got a fucking alligator bag, and then they talking about all our kids this and got on Nike. Nike the fucking god. I mean, one of the biggest fucking fallen guys. That's why they gave us the fucking Nike shoes, so we can walk around with that god. You see what I'm saying? I mean, this shit just all the way fucked up, bro. Like, in order for us to get it back, we have to bring the Lord back into the equation. And as you can see, it's right in front of your eyes. It's blatant. But they can present this shit to you, and then they not say nothing to you, and then you're, man, that ain't what it is. That ain't what it is. You always reading too much into shit. Oh, you always this and that and that and this, man. But then when life fuck you in the ass, then you want to goddamn, man, you know what I'm saying? She's a bad time, man. Everybody have bad times and everything. And I'm not saying that to say that anybody that's going through anything, that they are beneath me, that they should be belittled, that they are unworthy of help. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if you are not in a position to help yourself, how can you help someone else? See what I'm saying? And for those that need help, half of the things that we need help with are things that we can change ourselves, but we just don't want to change it. See what I'm saying? See, we like to be on bottom. I mean, I've never met a group of people that walk around looking like they have more than they have, but don't have anything. I mean, you know, man, just a word of advice to any young black brother out there who trying to start a business or anything, bro. If you got Louis Vuitton, Gucci, and all that shit, whether it's real or not, bro, do not ever go to a business meet with that shit on and your business ain't making no money. Because ain't nobody going to invest in your motherfucking ass, man. You walking in this bitch with Louis Vuitton and Gucci on, nigga. These grown people can't even afford that shit. And some of these young people, I ain't even go flat. That shit be realer than real. Motherfucker done paid $3,000-$4,000 for that little girlfriend bag and shit. You know what I'm saying? That bitch go out with the next nigga and take the bag with her. See what I'm saying? There ain't nothing wrong with it. I mean, she deserves to take it with her. She should have bought it for her. See what I'm saying? You shouldn't be buying $4,000 bags of your ass and got a fucking roof over your head. I mean, I'm just speaking from experience. People, I done did this shit, you know, and it ain't the best things to do. That's why I'm bringing it to light right now at this hour. But, man, mask over your face, man. The whole fucking West Wing of the White House wearing, man. You know what I'm saying, man? You know how many goddamn porn stars and shit done came out and done talked shit about Donald Trump, but now you got businessmen that think that shit cool. I mean, you got women walking around with their titties just busting out their shirt like that shit just cool. I'm talking about the Lord came back today, man. You're going to be embarrassed as a motherfucker, man. Embarrassed as hell, man. I'm talking about in the Garden of Eden. You know, they covered themselves. The Lord said, what are you doing? They said, we're covering ourselves so that you don't see our nakedness. The Lord said, who the hell told you you were naked? You know what I'm saying? He already knew who told him that. That's why I said, who the hell? Because the Lord just blatantly just, who told you you were naked? Not that he didn't know, he wanted you to see if you knew who told you that you were naked. See what I'm saying? See, having people that sit down and that goes over the word with you, it's important, man, because it's just like taking your first steps for the first time. Man, when you get into this word, just like taking your steps for the first time, man, you know, you can't be a grown person and get into the Most High. You have to become a kid again, because the Lord is the adult. He's the parent. We're the children. See what I'm saying? You have to become a baby all over again. That's what it means by being reborn. They say you got to go and get baptized by this wicked ass man. This fucking pastor done screwed half the fucking women in the goddamn church. I mean, that's how come the women go to church and they fucking husbands don't go. Half the fucking husbands, I don't even have respect for half of them. Like, how can you be at church with your family, man, and you see this man pimping, dog? This motherfucking driving Rolls Royces and Maseratis and shit. Somebody, man, and you need help paying your light bill, and they send your ass to the pantry and give you a bag of food, some old stale ass bread, and you happy, oh, my pastor love me, well, that the best he can do? That's not the best he can do. That's all you want for him to do, because that's what you accept. Man, we got to stop accepting bullshit from these folks and just let them tell us anything just because they can. I mean, man, they selling all that bullshit at Walmart, man. See what I'm saying? But they started by teaching that shit to our children in school. That's how come they knew it was okay to sell that shit at Walmart. See what I'm saying? Because nobody went to the schools and complained about it. So now you need a fucking mask to go inside your job, otherwise you can't go in there. And then after everybody done went outside and fucking one of them shit in the fucking springtime everybody catching colds, and now they wrote down on a piece of paper that this nigga is infected with coronavirus, and now you can't get another job because you got corona. No, nobody want to deal with a nigga with corona because they scared they going to die. See what I'm saying? See, man, people that live with the Most High, man, the Lord said that a man that is afraid to lose his life, a man that shall try to save his life shall surely lose it. And a man that is okay with losing his life shall surely gain it, right? Just on the question. But hey, I got more shit to present to you. You know how we get down. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and get into it right now. I already got it queued up, so let's get into it right now, actually. Mohawk Radio.
Airlines and companies like Amazon have been using fogging as a sanitation technique to keep their facilities clean. But there is another option. UV light is an effective disinfectant that has been used for decades in hospitals and operating rooms. The global UV disinfection equipment market was valued at $1.1 billion in 2018 and is projected to reach $3.4 billion by 2026. President Trump recently brought up using ultraviolet light to fight the coronavirus.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light, and I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way.
Though powerful UV light cannot be used on the human body, it can help prevent the spread of the virus. And technological breakthroughs could see UV light become a key piece in returning to normal in a world with a looming COVID-19 threat. Ultraviolet light was discovered more than 200 years ago. It was first used for disinfecting surfaces in 1877, for water in 1910, and for air in 1935.
It was discovered because of its antimicrobial, antibacterial properties. And actually in healthcare, it became pretty widely adopted in an effort to try to disinfect the air and ensure that people who were in that environment were not getting exposed to tuberculosis.
UVC has been known for more than 100 years now to be really, really good at killing microbes, bacteria, and viruses both.
Ultraviolet light is part of the electromagnetic spectrum, which includes things like gamma rays, X-rays, infrared light, microwaves, visible light, and radio waves. Ultraviolet light is grouped into three categories based on the light's wavelength. There's ultraviolet A, ultraviolet B, and ultraviolet C. The sun produces all three types of UV radiation, but we only experience A and B on Earth's surface.
UVC does not penetrate the clouds, so it doesn't hit us here on Earth. UVA and UVB light do. That's why people go outside and they can get sunburns and things like that. So everybody's familiar with the power of ultraviolet light.
Within the spectrum of ultraviolet light, UVC, which sits at 200 to 280 nanometers, is in the germicidal disinfecting range.
What we experience as sunlight here on Earth is mainly UVA and a little bit of UVB. And they are actually much less efficient at killing microbes than UVC. UVC is by far the more efficient way of killing microbes.
We know that ultraviolet light is effective against many different kinds of viruses, many types of bacteria, and even some very hardy bacteria that can produce spores with thick coatings on them. Ultraviolet light can be effective against those and effective against fungus also.
UVC light can be quite dangerous. It can burn exposed skin and damage your retina. The World Health Organization issued guidance not to use UV lamps to sterilize hands or other parts of the skin.
The issue with UVC, though, is that it's a health hazard. So you can really only use it when people are not around.
UVC light interferes with and destroys the nucleic acids, the DNA or RNA of bacteria, viruses, and other microbes.
What it does is it causes chemical bonds that aren't supposed to be there to form within the genes of the microbe. And those new chemical bonds prevent the microbe from replicating. And because the microbe can't replicate any longer, it effectively kills it off.
It breaks open the protein shell of a pathogen. So imagine a pathogen, and everybody's seen a cell under a microscope. Imagine it like an egg, and you're cracking an egg. And once you've cracked the egg, you can't put the egg back together. That's what we're doing on a microscopic level.
Ultraviolet light can kill microbes in many different environments. It has been used for several decades to disinfect drinking water, wastewater, air, pharmaceutical products, and surfaces against a whole suite of human pathogens. Despite all of its uses, there are a few things that limit its effectiveness.
If there is organic material, so if there's essentially dirt on a surface, the dirt impacts how much of that ultraviolet C light is able to get to the microbes. And because of that, it works best if the surfaces are cleaned first and then the surfaces are exposed to the UVC light. Another important point is that if you try to disinfect a room with UVC light and you have, let's say a telephone sitting on a bedside table, the area under that telephone is not going to be effectively decontaminated.
UVC light has been used to combat other coronaviruses, such as MERS and SARS, and it was used against Ebola. It's been proven effective and is expected to also work against SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19.
Because we know it's effective against the coronavirus family, and there's structural similarities between all of the viruses in the coronavirus family, everybody expects that ultraviolet C light will be very effective against the SARS-CoV-2 virus.
UVC light has been increasingly used in healthcare environments to prevent infections in hospitals.
As we started to see more drug-resistant bacteria and drug-resistant fungus, there's really a growing interest in the use of ultraviolet C light to help disinfect our healthcare environments.
Xenex is one company that built a UVC robot to sanitize hospital rooms. The company says its Light Strike robot is disinfecting somewhere in the world every 4.7 seconds.
Just in the United States, 2 million people a year go to the hospital and get an infection from going to the hospital, and then 100,000 of those 2 million die each year from those infections. In the hospitals that have used our robots, they're dropping their infection rates 50, 70, even 100%. That's really what we focus on, is how do we reduce the infection rates and make it the hospitals a safer place for patients to go.
UV light is efficient as a disinfectant tool, and it just needs electricity to work.
As long as they have the robot and a box of bulbs, they can take energy, electricity, and convert it into disinfection.
It's faster and less labor intensive than cleaning by hand. It also reduces the need to clean with powerful chemicals.
You could just use more bland soaps for the cleaning and then rely on UVC for a chemical-free disinfection.
It's hard to get to all the surfaces in a 15 or 20 minute room turnaround time. The second thing is the chemicals end up being very corrosive on the surfaces.
You need to leave these surfaces visibly wet for several minutes to kill viruses. They're only to be used on hard, non-porous surfaces, and they're also only to be used in well-ventilated areas.
Cleaning staff can also miss areas.
There was a number of studies that came out in the early 2000s showing that housekeepers, and they do an incredible job, they would miss about half of the high-touch surfaces. One other thing that's worth adding is there's been recent publications that have demonstrated that in Italy, the hospitals actually became the agents of infection. So the hospitals were so pathogenic that they were passing the pathogen from patient to patient.
Ultraviolet light could be a powerful tool in the fight against COVID-19, and in some instances, it's already being used. China is disinfecting entire buses with UV light, and banks are using UVC on currency. The Pittsburgh International Airport became the first airport in the U.S. to deploy autonomous cleaning robots equipped with ultraviolet lights for disinfection. Daimler has a device designed specifically to disinfect planes, called the Germ Falcon. It's the size of a drink cart and has articulating arms that extend over the plane's seats.
We're using ultraviolet C lights like they use in hospitals. You push it up and down the aisle, the wing hovers over the seat backtops, and you can disinfect the whole plane really quickly.
Dimer claims it can kill 99% of germs in 3 minutes, and that it takes 30 to 45 minutes to clean an entire wide-body airplane.
We're primarily focused on viruses, like influenza, norovirus, Ebola, and right now we're dealing with coronavirus.
UVD Robots makes the only fully autonomous UVC disinfection robot on the market. After mapping out the environment, it moves around autonomously, guided by LiDAR. The company claims it can kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses in 10 to 15 minutes, and its robots are dispatched in over 50 countries around the world.
There are some newer products that we are already seeing in use in some areas outside the United States, where it's essentially a Roomba-like device with ultraviolet C bulbs on it. It's able to autonomously navigate into a room and treat that room.
Texas-based Zenex has a UV robot called Lightstrike. It delivers germicidal UV from 200 to 315 nanometers, killing bacteria and viruses in 5 minutes. And the company recently verified that its robot is effective against SARS-CoV-2.
It puts out the entire spectrum of germicidal light, and by doing that, different germs, different pathogens, are more vulnerable to different wavelengths of light. Because it's broad spectrum, no matter where they're vulnerable, a Lightstrike robot will get them.
Zenex is sending its robots to China and Italy, as well as using them in Houston. The company says it has thousands of robots already in operation and is ramping up U.S. production.
Before the COVID crisis, we already had over 500 hospitals with thousands of robots around the world. COVID hit, and all of our international partners really started calling us right away. And we started shipping 50 to Italy and 30 to Japan, Singapore. All of these countries were really hard hit by COVID infections before the United States experienced it. Since then, and as the cases have grown in the United States, both our existing customers and new customers have come to us to use this. Hospitals need it, and they've been requesting it like unbelievable amounts.
The CDC and the International Ultraviolet Association are looking at how UVC could be used to disinfect PPE at hospitals, extending the life of disposable masks. Zenex is the first manufacturer to verify with 3M that its masks are safe after being disinfected with its Lightstrike robot.
3M had issued guidance against using other UV devices on the masks. We sent them our device. They tested our device. They said we didn't cause material damage. They passed the use of Zenex for N95 masks.
There are even consumer products on the market, like UVC water bottles, small light wands, and disinfectors for phones. But one of the biggest challenges we face is how to keep public, high-traffic areas clean.
As we get back to work in the next few months, and we'll be in rooms and much closer to each other than we were before, those are the concern again about transmission of viruses from one person to another.
UV robots are effective, but they can only be used in the absence of people. There is, however, promising potential for a new breakthrough in ultraviolet tech that could help. Researchers are experimenting with a shorter wavelength type of UVC, which could be safe for human exposure, but still effective against microbes.
This is light with a wavelength of 222 nanometers, and it's been shown to be, you know, not only effective against microbes, but also it's been shown, I think, you know, fairly convincingly to be safe to even have people potentially in that environment where that light is being used.
What we've been working on is a type of UVC light which not only will kill viruses, but is safe for human exposure.
This technology was initially developed to help mitigate the spread of influenza, but it's expected to be effective against SARS-CoV-2.
So our first studies were with these seasonal coronaviruses, and in fact, the far UVC light was very efficient at killing them. And our next step, which is actually what's been going on at the moment, is to look at the SARS-2 virus, the virus that's actually causing the current crisis. There's no reason to think that they will respond any differently from any other coronavirus. So we've every expectation that far UVC light will kill the current coronavirus.
Far UVC lights are in the process of being tested on mice, and initial safety results are promising.
we use what are called hairless mice. These mice have been sitting in the UVC light for nearly a year now. We give them skin tests every couple of weeks. We give them eye exams every couple of weeks. And absolutely nothing. They're perfectly fine.
Far UVC lights could be permanent fixtures in public places like offices and airports to prevent the spread of viruses and other microbes.
The sorts of public spaces we have in mind are hospitals, subways, and trains, and planes, and buses, restaurants, for example, food stores, anywhere where people are going to be clustered in the same room. The main roadblock at the moment is producing the lamps.
The problem is, you know, how do you scale it up right now to the level where you make it a practical technology?
There are a couple of companies at the moment that are really ramping up to produce large numbers of these lamps. But I think it will be the autumn before the lamps are produced in really large numbers. And the sorts of numbers we're talking about are hundreds of million.
Costs could be high at first until large-scale manufacturing helps bring it down.
Maybe we'll be in time for the famous bump of the COVID-19 crisis, if it really happens. And we'll certainly be in time for the next influenza epidemic next year. And we'll certainly be in time for the next pandemic whenever it should occur.
We've seen a huge amount of interest from places like hotels, from gymnasiums, from schools, from office buildings. People have wanted to disinfect ambulances. We've seen a lot of interest from airports and airlines. And then not to mention old age homes, nursing homes, skilled nursing facilities. COVID has really brought the importance of disinfection home to almost everybody all over the world.
Yeah, I thought that audio clip there from CNBC was very interesting because they told on themselves a lot in that one, though. Oh, yeah, they called us right when this COVID-19 shit happened, bro. We just so happened to have, like goddamn a couple of millions of them bitches just sitting on the factory floor, cuz. We just so happened to know you were going to need some bullshit. But, hey, man, you can't tell a person that don't know nothing that that's bullshit. They gonna say, nah, nigga, that sound about right, though. You just hating on them. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Global Smart City Alliance.org. Let me make sure I got their website right. I want y'all to check that out. G20, right? But it is Global Smart Cities Alliance.org. That is a list of our institutional partners. So they already telling you that I'm being institutionalized. Go on there and look at all them sponsors, man. Just go look at all them sponsors, man. I'm telling you then, once you look at all the sponsors that listed on there, go to those sponsorship websites and see who all the CEOs is and stuff like that. And go and see who the C-level executives is and see how many boards they sit on and how many companies they sit on and what they run, what they own. And then you'll understand how they got control. See what I'm saying? All of this shit is a plandemic. You see what I'm saying? Like, they knew the Most High was going to show up, and the Most High finna send a lot of shit this way. He already sending it. They already getting us ready for the next one. They already know that the animals are about to start running wild. They already know. That's how come they got this. I seen this shit on news, dog. Started in the YouTube community, started in the truth community. Everybody started to tell you the Lord is going to hit their ass with these animals, man. The Lord going to fuck them up with these animals. Now you can go on national TV and they talking about killer bees and shit. I was wondering why everybody started to talk about it. You know, I didn't question it because I'm like, okay, maybe it's the spirit. We're all in the truth. But I've been hearing people that weren't even in the truth start talking about killer bees and shit like that. Come to find out, they got the shit on TV. That's why everybody talking about it. Mm-hmm. So you know what? I just say that to say that they know what's coming, man. They know that their time is short, man. You know, the Lord said that if any two touch and agree on anything, it's what? There it is. You see what I'm saying? See that 2020 shit? And that, man, that's how I come now. As I get older, I learn the importance of the words that comes out of my mouth, because I can either create or I can damage. I can kill with just the words that proceed out of my mouth. because they're extremely powerful, not just mine, but yours and each and every last one of us as well. For the Most High spoke this into existence, and here we is, right here trying to figure it out. But hey, man, before we get out of here, Confident, get ready to wrap it up, I want you to listen to some more stuff that the government been telling you. I'm thankful for Richie from Boston, from being able to document this. I was supposed to do this show a couple of days ago. Last week sometime. I was supposed to do yesterday's show last week, too. I logged yesterday's show as the 9th. I'm going to go and correct that. That's supposed to be the 10th. This is the 11th show. So this audio clip is from Richie from Boston, right? But the audio clip got some good shit in it. It got some real good stuff because he's been telling people, hey, man, if y'all see something on here, grab it. Because anything that I share and you think that it may be useful, share it with people, anyone that you think might want to see it or may find it useful, anything like that, because they're taking it down. And this is one of the clips that they wind up taking down. So I'm glad I was able to get a copy of the audio clip because I did want to share with y'all and to go in line with what we're talking about here today. So I'm finna go ahead and run this so we can go ahead and wrap it up, get out of here. I don't want to hold up too much of y'all time. I appreciate the hour that y'all already gave me, but hey, here it is, Richie from Boston, More Art Radio.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 6th of May. It's the year 2020. And a Japanese general was once quoted as saying, it would be impossible to invade America because there would be a blade of grass. There would be a weapon, a gun behind every blade of grass. And since that quote was stated till today, that's even more so. There's even more weapons than ever before. So trying to invade the country, you'd have to be really slick with something that was invisible, that everybody was afraid of. And that's exactly what this pandemic is. It amazes me that people are still falling for this, even though it's completely, it's unbelievable, because I've been across the country, east to west, north to south, 5 times now in the last 3 months, and I've yet to meet anybody that has been directly affected by COVID as far as having a family member or an acquaintance die because of it. The numbers they've given us have been pulled apart by all sorts of experts. Entire countries have had to admit that up to 88% of their claimed deaths were people that had 1 to 3 pre-existing conditions. The doctor that's in charge of the World Health Organization isn't even an actual doctor. Did you know that? You might want to look that one up. Behind the United States, the United States is the largest donator of money to the World Health Organization. The second largest donator is Bill Gates. Bill Gates is all over this thing. Bill Gates' father, Bill Gates Sr., who you can find pictures of Dr. Anthony Fauci. You can find pictures of him with George Soros, Bill Gates Sr., etc. He was a eugenicist. He believed in certain people were born to be here. Others, like myself, don't deserve to be here and should be euthanized. That's exactly what vaccines are. Every video that I put up in the last couple of months that has doctors, practicing MDs, explaining how you cannot get COVID-19 other than by injection, all those videos have been taken down. The video, and if you have a YouTube channel and you're listening to this right now, make this video and put it up. The video that I put up called Social Distancing is a Lie has been taken down by YouTube. All the videos that had pertinent information with all the links to back it up have now been taken down by YouTube. The video that I made called Social Distancing is a Lie was an easy one, because if you go to the numbers, World Health Organization, any of these places that have the numbers of the COVID-19 deaths, influenza deaths, etc., social distancing isn't real. And those death calculation websites proved it, because the flu has still, from the beginning of this year till right now, the flu still has claimed more people than COVID-19. And yet, how is that possible? Because everyone's been social distancing. How is it that the flu has managed to outsmart every other disease? Do you see what I'm saying? They're going to try to say that there would have been 2 million deaths if we didn't go through all these things where you lock yourselves in, you wear a mask, you social distance. Well, how come the flu hasn't listened to that? Do you see what I'm saying? This is totally crazy. Absolutely, totally crazy. And now my phone's freaking out. I can't hear out of either one of my ears right now. I am in the mountains, so that's probably not helping, but it's really annoying. At any rate, if you have the ability to make that video talking about social distancing, do it. Also, along with the UN armored personnel carriers rolling down the streets in the highways in Ireland, there's also videos of the sheriff's department basically attacking a bar owner in Texas. They have been trying to get people to stand up and revolt against this, and it's amazing because people won't. You think it's a complete coincidence that the entire time they've had Waco as the number one video up on Netflix? And the video on Netflix, Waco, shows the Branch Davidians as the good guys, which we don't, that's all, I don't care about any of that. Who was the good guy? Who was the bad guy? I don't care. But that movie, that miniseries, shows the government as the aggressor, being in the wrong the entire time. You think it's a total coincidence that's up right now? Do you know what I mean? The government's trying to get us to go because they've got the military, National Guard, troops, equipment all over the country. That's still a thing. And all those videos where I actually showed you where they were hidden in stone quarries, those are gone. So they don't want you seeing any videos about COVID-19 being a lie, and they don't want you seeing any videos about martial law or where the military trucks are hidden. There's your whole, there it is right there, all in a nutshell. At any rate, I can't even hear myself, so that's it for now. I'm out.
Hey, once again, family, just wanted to come and present the information that was given to me. Hey, big shouts out to Richie from Boston, Carl from An Uprising, and, you know, that clip that I snagged from CNBC. But to a Carl from An Uprising, Richie from Boston, G2G, and anybody who has boots on the ground, anybody that I follow and that's just doing righteous sake, whether I say your name or I don't. Man, big shouts out, kings and queens. Continue to do what you're doing, because what you're doing are what is needed. Is extremely needed. I know I appreciate it, because that's pretty much what I indulge myself in, you know. Whether I'm working or I'm not working, I'm always trying to feed myself with something that's positive, that we can utilize and help moving forward. So as people get back to work, I see people out here with their masks. They're getting back to work. A lot of young folks, you know, you see a lot of older people that are still distancing themselves, staying home. But, hey, I can't say what's right or wrong. Who am I? But I'm out here myself. So, you know, to each and every last one of us, let's know what's going on out here. Let's know that they is baiting us to get us, because, you know, the old folks, man, they already done counted them out. You see what I'm saying? Pretty much our world now. They done showed us the movies. They done told us what they were planning on doing for us. The only way to stop it is to just give your life to the Most High, you know. Said that they tried to start this war, man. And yeah, I mean, I can see it happening, because they want to get numbers down to a minimum that they can manage. And it's not just black folks. It's everybody that's against what they stand for, man. You know, there's a lot of people that stand for that shit. There's a lot of people that done been in that shit that's tired of it. There's people that just don't stand for it at all. You know, the Lord got warriors here too. So this is the Most High planet. It's the Most High rules. We're going to do it the way the Most High say do it, not just now, but in the ever forever. See what I'm talking about? So I thank everybody once again for being here. Thank to all of the people that gave a good edifying word, who was willing to share. Because I understand sharing information like this right here. A lot of people think that it's funny when I say that they're about to be criminalized, but you're about to see it with your own eyes. See what I'm saying? Because they're doing everything to keep you from seeing the truth. They want to keep you dumb. They want to keep you zombies, land of the walking dead, right? But hey, I believe that there's a different plan that the Lord got. You know, he said this to generation. We shall see him. We're going to see the Lord face, y'all. So, you know, till next time, man, let's continue to dedicate our words to the Most High. Because without the Most High, we ain't never. With him, we everything. By way of Yahweh, I pray that everybody have a blessed day once again. Pray that you have traveling mercy. The Lord bless all your needs once again. Love, peace, blessings, family. And once again, we're going to end on that good tip with that family by Chosen King G2G. Until next time, More Out Radio.
I'm looking at this world like what a love act. We need Jesus Christ to bring the love back. I'm hugging on my sister like I love you. Calling up my brother like I love you. Daddy, if you hear me, know I love you. I'm smiling at my mama like I love you too. I'm looking at this world like what a love act. We need Jesus Christ to bring the love back. I'm hugging on my sister like I love you. Calling up my brother like I love you. If you hear me, know I love you. I'm smiling at my mama like I love you.
Moving forward, I forgive you. And I know you love me too because it's in you. Look, I didn't mean to hurt you or offend you. I just threw that pain in the rear view. And I can see your struggles that you've been through. I love you cause you the one I vent to. Look, please forgive me, I forgive you. And I hope them royal gates is where he sends you. I gotta spread the love, they ain't liking the news. Gotta pray for those who despitefully use. See, Jesus loved the bride and gave his life for it. Cause to walk in true love, we pay a price for it. Love is really patient, love is really kind. We walking out by sight, so love is really blind. It'll cover up a multitude of sin for you. Narrow road, love is waiting at the end for you. And the only thing I owe a man is love now. I used to be the eater, but I serve now. Connected to his branches like a clubhouse. A mailman with the scriptures giving love out. If you don't have love, then you're nothing. Cause in love, we just bear each other's burdens. So shout out to my first and second cousins. Let's put away the hatred, no more fussing.
Yeah. I'm looking at this world like what a love act. We need Jesus Christ to bring the love back. I'm hugging on my sister like I love you. Calling up my brother like I love you. Daddy, if you hear me, know I love you. I'm smiling at my mama like I love you too. I'm looking at this world like what a love act. We need Jesus Christ to bring the love back. I'm hugging on my sister like I love you. Calling up my brother like I love you. Daddy, if you hear me, know I love you. I'm smiling at my mama like I love you.
Moving forward, I forgive you. And I know you love me too because it's in you. Look, I didn't mean to hurt you or offend you. I just threw that pain in the rear view. And I can see your struggles that you've been through. I love you cause you the one I vent to. Look, please forgive me, I forgive you. And I hope them royal gates is where he sends you.
I know I was hard-headed, mama, I'm asking for forgiveness. You really did me dirty, kicked me out like an eviction. Whole lot of other things, but I'm waxing when I mention. But I know what you've been through, so through it all, I'm not offended.
My family, they used to gossip cause I couldn't keep a job. Broke it down and it was hard, none of y'all helped at all. I don't see how you can judge, but never been in my position. I don't see how you can talk always, but never wanna listen. I forgive y'all cause the Lord forgave me. You can do what you want to me, it would not faze me. To my FAM, I love you cause love is patient. Walking in love, true disciple in the making.
I'm looking at this world like what a love act. We need Jesus Christ to bring the love back. I'm hugging on my sister like I love you. Calling up my brother like I love you. Daddy, if you hear me, know I love you. I'm smiling at my mama like I love you too. I'm looking at this world like what a love act. We need Jesus Christ to bring the love back. I'm hugging
hugging on my sister like I love you. Calling up my brother like I love you. Daddy, if you hear me, know I love you. I'm smiling at my mama like I love you
too, and I forgive you. And I know you love me too because it's in you. Look, I didn't mean to hurt you or offend you. I just threw that pain in the rear view. And I can see your struggles that you've been through. I love you cause you the one I vent to. Look, please forgive me, I forgive you. And I hope them royal gates is where he sends you. Bless you.